Ready for the weekend? We're here to get it started. This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Officials in France are trying to prepare the Seine River for the Summer Olympics in Paris. Among other events, the river will host long-distance swimming and the triathlon's swim leg. The quality of the water is a big concern. After all, the Seine has been closed for swimming for more than a century. Here's Noémie Bisserbe, reporter in Paris for the Wall Street Journal. Noémie, set the scene.
Making the Seine swimmable, well, safe enough for swimming, has been a long time dream. Actually, in 1990, Jacques Chirac, who was then the mayor of Paris and who was a former French president, had famously promised to make the Seine clean enough to swim in and to swim himself in front of witnesses within a 3 years time. And well, Jacques Chirac died 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he never did swim in the Seine River. So it's basically what the city is trying to accomplish within a very short time frame is something that local officials have been trying to do for a long time.
Boy, all right. So here come the distance swimming events this summer in the Seine in Paris. How long have officials there been working to make sure the river is clean?
So it's been an ongoing effort for a while now, but the Olympic Games have really accelerated that effort. The main thing they've been working on is a basin which they're building in Paris that will basically help prevent sewage water from entering the Seine River.
The swimmers right now, you quoted at least one from Brazil, don't seem confident.
Well, last summer, the game organizers were forced to cancel at the very last minute a test event because the water quality was too bad for swimming. So that's really not reassuring.
Oh, boy. All right. So what do they do to test, or what is it, Noémie, that they test for?
So basically what they do is that they measure the level of E. coli bacteria in the water. And that's not because the E. coli bacteria itself is necessarily harmful. It's just that it's a good indicator of whether there is a fecal matter in the water. And obviously, if there is fecal matter in the water, that means that there are potentially viruses that can give you diarrhea or gastro or urinary tract infections and other diseases that really you don't want.
Oh boy. We're speaking with Noémie Bisserbe, reporter at the Wall Street Journal in Paris. She's a political correspondent. Her story is called Herculean Feat in Paris Olympics, Make the Seine Safe to Swim. What's plan B if, say, the water quality is not good this summer?
Well, local officials say that there's no plan B. They could try to delay by a day or two the event, because the main issue is rain. If it rains a lot, then water quality could deteriorate very quickly. So you can play around with time and say delay by a day or two the event, but really what local officials have been saying, that there's no plan B. The event is going to happen in the Seine River no matter what.
Or else, 800 laps in the pool or something, I guess, for the distance swimmers.
Yes.
Explain the part you wrote about regarding plumbing issues here.
So basically, there are two issues. The main one is that the sewage system is very old in Paris. And when it rains, the rainwater flows into the sewage system. And so when the system saturates, the overflow goes into the Seine River. That's the main issue. The other issue that the city is facing is that some homes are still connected. Their sewage pipes are not properly connected to the sewage system. So their wastewater goes directly into the Seine or the Marne River. So they've been going door to door to try to convince these homeowners to basically reconnect properly their pipes in order to prevent sewage pollution in the river.
Thanks, Noémie. Noémie Bisserbe, reporter in Paris for the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, improving free throws with a pat on the back.